Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Probably the most excited I've been after a game all year long for numerous reasons. You pointed out, you know, stopping SGA to 12 points. And I brought this up on the postgame show that during the course of a regular season, they're not really game planning against one another, NBA teams, right? Now, if you have a rivalry or you have some beef since the playoffs, like, say, the Heat or the Celtics, okay, maybe that's a little bit different. Maybe you treat those games differently. But otherwise, when you're just playing a normal Western Conference opponent or a random Eastern Conference opponent, you're just running your stuff. You run your offense, you run your defense, not really game planning. It felt like, and Marcus Johnson brought it up, that what a great game plan against SGA today. By the Bucks, they more game planned to slow him down in that game. That game to me was Doc Rivers and this coaching staff saying, listen, we got to get some momentum here. We got to start winning some of these games in a row and build our case of why we're going to be a team to deal with here in the postseason. And you can see them starting to come around. And then you hear Doc Rivers after the game talking about how, you know, on certain nights, he'll look at the big guys and be like, all right, man, it's your night tonight. Let's go do this. Or if he'll look at the guards and be like, you're going to have to carry us tonight. And that type of thing, and communicating what their roles are and what he wants them to do and what he expects out of them. And that's cool because, you know, maybe one night it is all going to be about the guards. And another night it's Brooke and Bobby crashing down low and getting baskets and doing stuff like that and knowing your roles game in, game out, and kind of what the game plan is versus just rolling out that we're going to run our offense. You know, we'll see what happens. I like this type of stuff that I'm hearing from Doc Rivers. I really do. And I'm still scared to death of the playoffs with him, obviously. But post-game press conferences, pre-game stuff, I really like what I'm hearing from Doc Rivers, Nathan.
Yeah, and as you said with the game planning, I mean, that could also be attributed somewhat to them having 2 days off in between these games. You know, they did have that extra day to prepare specifically for this matchup instead of just treating it. You know, if it's a back-to-back or if you only get that right. One day, it's not as easy to prepare. But yeah, I mean, definitely the Doc Rivers stuff, you know, it's just been refreshing to have a guy that you just know that he's been in this game a long time. You know, he's been doing this a long time. You know that he does know what he's doing. Now, is it always going to work out? Are they always going to win? Is everything he does going to be the right decision? No, but it's just a totally different confidence level than you had with Adrian Griffin, where you were just like, there's a chance this guy has no idea what he's doing. Like, there's a very realistic chance. Whereas Doc Rivers, you know, there's that baseline. You know, he has that higher floor of like, this guy's been in the league a long time and he knows, you know, how to deal with players better. He knows what stuff to focus on. He knows, you know, this time of year, what they might need to be doing to ramp up for the playoffs. And he has more experience, you know, using these type of guys in different situations. Giannis, Dame in the pick and roll, he's played with, you know, or he's coached, I should say, duos similar to that, where they're pick and roll type duos. And he's coached superstars, so he understands that whole dynamic of keeping the team happy and everything. It's just, you're more confident with him at the helm, and I think, yeah, what he's, you know, said in pressers and what we've seen on the court, I think has, you know, just displayed that, you know, the competence level that he has with this stuff. And so it's definitely someone, like you said, I'm not overly confident going into the playoffs because he is Doc Rivers still, but it's like, okay, I'm definitely more confident than I was under Adrian Griffin. And I still think that, you know, this team can win a title with Doc Rivers as their coach. And you just trust that he's going to at least come much closer to maximizing their potential than, again, Adrian Griffin was. You know, it just feels like they're playing, and this has been going on for a while, but they're playing more structured offensively. You know, they're focused more around, like, they have more purpose to what they're doing, using Giannis and Dame together more. And late in games, they have much more purpose to what they're doing, and, like, we're getting the ball to Dame every possession. We're running through Dame. We're running through Giannis every possession. And then defensively, yeah, we've seen they had a bad stretch defensively under Doc. They had a really good stretch defensively under Doc. But overall, it has felt like the buy-in is there. The effort level is there. They're not getting blown by quite as much. They're not giving up 120 plus as much. So it just, the signs are definitely there that like, this is a better basketball team than it was 2 months ago. This is these last 2 months have been multiple steps in the right direction going into the playoffs compared to where we were when he first got hired here. So again, that's pretty much all you can ask for. Like when he got hired, it was like, all right, let's hope we can figure this thing out. They're in a better position now than they were then. And I think it's not even that close. I think almost anyone who watches the team, follows the team, watches the NBA regularly would say, yeah, the Bucks are scarier now than they were 2 months ago. So again, that's all you can ask for. Like that is a great position to be in, and you're playing, you're close to your best ball heading into this, you know, heading into April. So that's what you want.
I love doing the podcast with Marzian because as he talks, I get more and more things I want to talk about. We never even get to the topics half the time. Okay, so I got another one for you because I've been talking about this on the postgame show too. Again, turn on 1250 after games. I'm there. You can call in. You can yell at me, scream at me, whatever you want to do. Celebrate together. I'm there for you after every game. Dame Lillard, you said, why can't you pull him and you know, let Pat Bev play? And you made the point of, look, just talk to him beforehand and then, you know, let him go do his thing. And I was like, man, get out of here. You can't bench a superstar like that in that moment. I don't care what the situation is. And what happens? They do what Marzian says. Marzian deserves credit because he called it. They pulled him. They put Bev in. And I was like, damn. They gave credit to you on the postgame show. Whole deal. And then this other game, Lillard gets a couple of steals. And Lillard's on the court talking with Melanie Ricks, talking about how I can play defense in this league. I can be there in end of game situations and so forth. And when that stopped playing on post game, I was like, maybe Doc didn't talk to him about this. And now he's going like, okay, you want to challenge me, Doc? I got you. Watch what I can do. I got two steals tonight. Watch me go on ahead. And then yesterday, Sunday, before the game, Melanie Ricks has more audio by his locker, not on the court this time, but by his locker. And he's still going on talking about that whole scenario. Same thing. That may be, we'll see how the playoffs pay out. That move to pull him off the floor when he did may be the single greatest thing Doc Rivers does all year long. Because if that motivates Dame Lillard to play at that different level than he was playing at the end of game situations or middle to end of fourth quarters, it's a brilliant move, Marzian. An absolute brilliant move if this is the reaction you get from Lillard.
Yeah. And when we talked about that, you know, I said, you know, these guys are pros. These guys, I don't think they're gonna get, I don't think at least a guy, you know, of Dame's caliber that has been in the league this long, like, sure, I understand being a little offended by it. I understand being a little pissed, feeling disrespected. Like, I get that. You should feel a little bit disrespected. But I was like, I don't think you're gonna ruin that guy and totally ruin his whole mood and mentality, and he's going to just shut down for the season because you benched him late in a close game. Like, no, this is like, if anything, and again, this, I think what Doc realized, and at the time, I mean, again, I mentioned that they should be fine pulling him if they need to for a possession late, which is, again, and that was exactly the type of situation where they had a moment before that possession where you could take him out. And it was like, okay, well, if we get the ball back, we still have timeouts left. We can get you back in the game after that. So it's just for one defensive possession quick. And they did it. I would have pulled Malik Beasley in that situation. But I mean, again, I think Doc, he knows these guys. He's been around many guys. He's been around this league a long time. Like, I think he knows which guys would, you know, take that the wrong way and which guys would, hey, if anything, he'll use this as it'll be something that motivates him. It'll be something that helps him. And just kind of shows them, hey, like we want to see even more effort from you to really earn that trust late in games. You know, not that I think everyone's been actually pleasantly surprised a little bit by Dame's defense this season for the most part, but it still is something like, okay, there, you know, would you rather have Patrick Beverley or Damian Lillard late in a game? You know, the answer is pretty much Patrick Beverley, but to kind of show that to Dame and be like, hey, you know, we're going to roll with Pat Bev in this situation, and you instantly see Dame turn it up a notch, you know, that whole next game. And then, yeah, when it was late in the clutch against Brooklyn the next night where he had the two big steals, I thought Sunday he looked better defensively than he has in most games, more like energized. So, you know, again, I think it's just another thing where I'm not saying he did this on purpose to motivate Dame, but I think he knows that, yeah, I can do this, and Dame might be upset about it right now. And you could tell Dame was a little upset about it when it happened. Like, you could see him kind of shaking his head a little bit and a little bit frustrated. But I think Doc knew, like, this isn't a guy that is going to lie down after this. And it isn't a guy that's just going to, you know, give up and really be sour after this. He's going to use it as something to get, to make him better going forward. And he's going to use it as a motivating factor going forward. So again, just understanding the superstars that you have, understanding how they would respond to something like that is key in making that decision. And I think, you know, again, having a veteran coach helps with that, you know, just knowing these type of players, being around several superstars, seeing different superstar personalities. Like, I think he knows which guys he could do that with that he's coached and which guys he can't really do that with that he's coached. So, yeah.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.